The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Samech Dalid. Today's blat continues with the sugya of the halachas that pertain to the kashrus, the laws of kashrus of eggs. More specifically, our daf deals with the kashrus of eggs when blood spots are found in them. We already began this discussion in the previous shiur, and we will be'ezni Hashem continue in this shiur. As mentioned in last year, for sure for Ashkenazim, apparently it is, at least in some communities, the minig by Sephardim as well, blood spots found in any part of the egg are reason to aser the entire egg. At least midirabbanan, the very least midirabbanan, the entire egg must be disposed of, must be thrown out, and is not permitted to be eaten. Although the basis of throwing out the egg, no matter where the blood spot is found in the egg, is only based on a suffix, is only based on a machlokes of whether, which part of the egg, there are different opinions as far as where the blood would, where we aser the entire egg when the blood is found. In other words, according to some opinions, we only aser the entire egg, we only prohibit the entire egg if the blood is found in a specific place, one place, according to others, in another place. Out of Safek, since there's a machlokes, the differing opinions, we are machmir and aser the entire egg no matter where the blood spot is found in the egg. All of the what was mentioned in the previous year was pertaining to eggs that are found from hens, from female chickens that laid eggs when they were around a zocher, a male chicken. In other words, that there's a possibility that the egg was fertilized. The male and the female were together, then the egg could have been fertilized, and then such an egg could become a chick. In today's modern days, where the eggs that are sold, the majority of them at least, are from eggs that are raised on farms in which they keep the females away from the males. And as such, these eggs were not fertilized. Halacha already discusses this case. Let's say we had a mother chicken who was locked up in a cage away from any father. So then we say that the halacha says that in such a case, the blood spot, even if there's a blood spot in the egg, the blood itself is only aser, according to many Paisim, only as a Issa D'Rabbanan, a more Kal Issa D'Rabbanan known as Maris Ayin. Only because it looks like blood. People don't realize the difference between this blood and other blood that's prohibited. And the rest of the egg is entirely permitted to be eaten. And therefore, if we know for sure that this egg was born from a chicken that was kept away from a male chicken during the entire process of this egg, which is actually before the egg is laid, so then the egg, even if blood is found in the egg, the blood itself is only aser midirabbanan, al tamaras ayin. The blood should be taken out, and the rest of the egg is permitted. This is when we know for sure, for certain, that the mother chicken was kept away from the father chicken, from any male chicken. It was not in contact with any male chicken. It was, for instance, locked up in a cage away from any male chickens. Today, the eggs that are marketed are mostly battery chickens. A person has to be certain they're the regular ones. Not sure about the organic eggs may perhaps be different, but the standard non-organic eggs are battery eggs, and they are, the vast majority of them are from eggs raised on farms, which they are kept away, the mother chickens are kept away from the father chickens, and as such, they are like these eggs that are called in halacha safna me'ara, and they would have, and therefore, if we would know for certain that they were locked up, then it would have the halacha, like we said before, that the blood itself is also maras ayin, and the rest of the egg is fully permitted to be eaten. What the Paiskim discuss is, since today we don't know for certain, we don't know for sure that these eggs are from mother chickens that were kept away from the father chickens, we can only have a majority. Do we say that it has the same halacha like what Shulchan Aruch and Paiskim talk about of Sofen Me'ara, of ones that we know for certain that they were kept away from their father chicken? Then Moshe, in Igras Moshe, and Moshe Feinstein wrote a quite famous tshuva in which he writes that we can definitely rely Me'ikir Adin, one can rely that these eggs come from that these eggs are non-fertilized, and therefore have halachas of non-fertilized eggs. However, he says, and therefore the halacha would be, one would be able to just scoop out that blood spot and use the rest of the egg. Nevertheless, he says, since an egg is a very inexpensive thing, how much does an egg cost? Today in 2016, I think a dozen eggs, I've seen them being sold for about 60 cents a dozen. So we're talking about maybe sometimes 70, 80 cents a dozen. And you're talking about 5, 6 cents. I mean, 5, 6, 7 cents an egg. In Moshe's times as well, obviously, when Moshe wrote this tshuva many years ago, but in his time as well, the eggs were not such an expensive thing. And he said that therefore we should be machmir, despite the fact that Me'ikir Adin, we could rely on the roiv, that we can assume this comes from the majority of eggs which are non-fertilized. Nevertheless, since it's so inexpensive, one should be machmir and throw out the entire egg. Once one does find a blood spot, they should throw out the entire egg. Says Rav Moshe, of course, if one did use the egg, and certainly once it was mixed with anything else or was cooked in a pot, there's no necessity to cash the pot. One could eat the food. So according to Rav Moshe, I mean, as long as you don't see the blood, once the blood is mixed that you can't see it, you can't take it out, then you can just use your food as without having any problem, any issue. And even if you do see the blood, you don't have to cash the pot or the pan or anything that it was mixed in or used with or cooked with. Others, and there are numerous poskim as well that follow the opinion of Rav Moshe. Others disagree with Rav Moshe. The Minchas Yitzchak, in a quite famous tshuva, disagrees with Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe Sternbuch, writes in Chuvas V'Anhagas also L'Chumra, and he says, I'll tell you his reasoning. He says the minig of Klal Yisrael is to aser eggs, even battery eggs. And he says that this is the whole reason to aser it. The fact alone, the mere fact alone that the minig is that we don't go ahead and permit it, that alone is, we should not change it. That alone is a gedda to aser it. And he says the problem is if we're going to be matter it, then it's going to, the entire iser, if we'll be makel to to these types of eggs, it's going to come out that the whole issa will become batal. If we'll rely on Roy, we'll never have cases where this halacha will be applicable, and that's another reason why we should prohibit it. Another reason some place can be give, the Moshe Steinbach writes this, is because even though most eggs are non-fertilized eggs, but perhaps we should say that once we did find a blood spot there, so then the statistic of an egg that has a blood spot does not have a statistic of Roiv. Does not, that already is a reason for us to suspect that this is not from the Roiv, and this was perhaps a fertilized egg, and therefore we prohibit it. So in essence, there's a machlokes between Rav Moshe and those that go with him against Eilim Minchas Yitzchak and the Tshuva Zahnhagas and Moshe Steinbuch and others as well who prohibit. In other words, according to Rav Moshe, the entire egg, except for the blood, you should take out, it should be thrown out. According to Rav Moshe, Me'ikir Adin, according to strict law, you could eat the egg, except for the blood. And just that as a chumrah, l'chatchila, since eggs are so cheap, so as a chumrah, one should throw out the entire egg. Whereas those that disagree, in Chasichti and Rashi Steinbuch, they, according to them, the egg is also me'ikir adin. According to strict law, one must throw out the entire egg. Most people, for most situations, anyways, one is throwing out the entire egg, whether they follow Rav Moshe, whether they follow those that disagree with Rav Moshe, being that even Rav Moshe said, l'chatchila, one should be machmir, throw it out. Where does it come to nafkamina? The biggest nafkamina comes once somebody used the egg and cooked, let's say, that single egg. Someone fried an egg, a single egg in a pot, on a pan, and they realized, they discovered that that egg had a blood spot. According to Rav Moshe, it would be unnecessary to kasher the pot or pan, and according to the Minchas Yitzchak, it would be necessary. And also, according to Rav Moshe, if someone's stuck, someone has a shas atchak, you know, so they would be able to eat the egg and just take the blood out if they see it. Whereas, according to Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Moshe Steinbuch, one should, at no cost, should they eat the egg. My purpose was to bring up this discussion. In no way am I taking sides over here. One, I'm presenting the two sides of the coin, and everybody should ask their halachic authority, who they ask all their shaylos to, how they should fear zech as far as this question. I will continue with mentioning an interesting discussion. What happens if somebody bought a dozen eggs? They take the dozen eggs home, and they find that 2-3 eggs of the dozen, could be even one, have a blood spot. So they want to go back to the store and ask for money back for those eggs that have the blood spots. They want to take the egg back. I'll be ready to give it back to you, seller, and give me another egg because I don't want an egg that has a blood spot. I can't use it. That's one case. What about another case? A woman borrows a dozen eggs from her neighbor. She opens up the eggs, checks them, and she discovers that one or two of those eggs had blood spots. So now comes time to return the eggs, the dozen eggs, and she wants to tell her neighbor, you're right, I borrowed from you a dozen eggs, but I want to only return you 10 or 11 because it turned out that one or two of them had a blood spot. So what's the halacha in this case? So interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch itself discusses this halacha in the Chayshe Mishpat actually about the Rishonim talked about if somebody sells eggs and what it turns out being not kosher, if he can get his money back, can he retract on the sale or not? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rishonim that say even though according to strict halacha, if one bought eggs and they turned out being not kosher, they could renege on the sale. Nevertheless, Rishonim say that there is a minog, a custom, not that such sales cannot be retracted. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, writes that in his days, there was no such custom. And according to the minog, according to the custom in the Aruch HaShulchan's days, one could renege on a sale of which the eggs were turned out being not kosher. And therefore one would be able to exchange those eggs for eggs that don't have blood spots. And other Paiskim later on, after the Aruch HaShulchan, contemporary Paiskim, they quote the Aruch HaShulchan, and they apparently say that today's minhag, today the custom is, they assume that the custom today is like in the days of the Aruch HaShulchan, in which one could renege on the sale of eggs that they turned out having a blood spot. Paiskim say that the laws of what one is obligated to return after they borrowed would be the same as reneging on a sale due to a mum, due to a defect of the merchandise. As such, if one borrowed a dozen eggs from their neighbor, and it turned out two of them had a blood spot, they would be exempt from returning the amount of eggs that had blood spots. The question could possibly be, if one follows Rav Moshe, that the blood spots and eggs are, according to strict halacha, perfectly permissible to be eaten. So then perhaps one can't renege on the sale of the eggs just because of the blood spots, because the 99% of the egg, except for the blood, is really permitted to be eaten according to strict law. It's only that it's a chomer not to eat it. Nevertheless, it would seem that would still be good enough reason to renege on the sale, and therefore, similarly, one would not be responsible to repay it when they borrowed such eggs. Because the Nesivah says that it doesn't make so much of a difference whether it's strict halacha or not strict halacha. If this is something that everybody does, so then it's a custom, it's a chumrah that's done by everybody, so then it would be good enough grounds to renege on the sale. So this would only work if the person cannot benefit from the egg, even if it's only due to the chumrah of not using an egg that has a blood spot. And Moshe Sternbuch points out an interesting point, though, and he says if the lady wants to exempt herself from returning the amount of eggs that have blood spots because they were unusable, it would have to be that she was certain that the blood was actually blood. Like we said yesterday, it has to be that the blood is red or black, and the real colors of red or black. If she was unsure, and just because she threw it out because she was not fully determined whether it's red or not, and certainly that's a good reason for her to throw it out, that's very good if it's at her own expense, not if it's at somebody else's expense. And therefore, for her to exempt herself from returning those eggs, it has to be that she is certain beyond shadow of doubt that it was actually a red blood spot. It was actually the red blood color or black and nothing else. In previous times, people would even take eggs to ask show it to a rav, to ask it as a shayla to the rav to know if it's kosher or not kosher. Today, such a thing is not done, but that's because people are it's simply not worth it. It's not worth it for the amount that the cost of the egg is only 5-10 cents or less than 10 cents. So for that, it's not worth schlepping to the Rav. So that's very good for themselves, but it's not good enough for them to exempt themselves from returning the egg to the neighbor. So this would be a possible reason why one would, at least in some cases, want to perhaps return the full amount of eggs that they borrowed, even though they had blood spots. However, like we said, according to strict halacha, it would seem that one is exempt from returning the eggs that have blood spots as long as one could be certain that it had a blood spot. If somebody wants to be concerned the other way around, someone wants, the lady borrowed 12 eggs, a dozen, and she wants to return a dozen, even though she found one or two of them to have blood spots. Is she allowed to? If she's embarrassed, what does she want to get involved? She borrowed a dozen eggs, she wants to return a dozen eggs. Even if strict halacha would exempt her from returning a full dozen, she wants to return a full dozen. She doesn't feel comfortable. Why shouldn't she? This is what she took, so this is what she wants to return. And in fact, if she would return only 10 eggs because she borrowed, in essence, 10 eggs due to the fact that one, two turned out to be have blood spots. Now, if one of those 10 would have a blood spot, then the person who she returns eggs to would be able to come back to her and say, well, you didn't give me back 10 eggs because one of your 10 eggs had a blood spot. But so to keep things simple, she just wants to return a dozen eggs. She borrowed a dozen, she'll return a dozen. Does she have to be concerned that perhaps it's ribbis because she borrowed 12, which in essence was really 10? And now she's returning 12. She's returning 12 for 10. So it would seem that such a thing would not be ribbis. Since one is the person that's returning the borrowed eggs is doing so to satisfy the possibility that in fact they do owe that many eggs, so therefore there would be no ribbis issue involved. That's what it would seem. And since their intention is to fulfill their obligation, unrelated to any sort of interest, so therefore it would be okay, it would be fine to just return a dozen eggs. And with this I will conclude this shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.